The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Ibrahim Kwarten. In the headlines, President Mahama appoints new ministers for health, lands and natural resources. Restoration of water to central and western parts of Accra further delayed. Ousted Nigerian Central Bank Governor Lamidi Sanusi named new Emir of Kano. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma discharged from hospital. And in football, Black Stars take on Red Devils of South Korea in final friendly match in Miami, U.S. this evening as Black Queens sail through to finals of 24th in African Women's Championship.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
President Mahama has made three ministerial appointments. There are Neil Sam Mills, a former president of the Ghana Bar Association as Minister Designate for Lands and Natural Resources. James Zuga Tiga, currently with Ghana's permanent mission to the UN as Minister Designate for the Upper East Region. And former Regional Minister, Ashanti Regional Minister, Dr. Kwaku Ajiman Mensah as Minister Designate for Health. He replaces Madame Sherry Aite, who has been reassigned to the Ministry of Fisheries and Aquaculture. We bring you the details.
As part of the ongoing ministerial reshuffle, Akwesi Opon-Fosu, Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, has been reassigned to the Ministry of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation. Also reassigned is the Minister of Roads and Highways, Alhaji Amin Amidu Suleimani, who is now the Minister for the Upper West Region. Johnny Osei-Kofi of KNUST as Deputy Minister Designate for Water Resources, Works and Housing. Deputy Minister for Trade and Industry, Nilante Vanderpoel, has been reassigned to the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development. Also, Ibrahim Mohamed Mutala, Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, has been moved to the Ministry of Employment and Labour Relations.
That was a news desk report. Management of Ghana Water Company Limited, GWCL, regrets to announce that the restoration of water supply to the western and central parts of Accra has been delayed as a result of technical challenges encountered during the replacement of a faulty section at the Wager transmission line at Kokroku near Awushi Junction. A statement signed by the Chief Manager PR, Michael Ajiman, said GWCL engineers and technicians are working around the clock to rectify the fault to ensure that water supply is restored to the affected communities as soon as possible. We are joined on the line by the chief manager, Mr. Michael Ajiman. Mr. Ajiman, you're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
There has obviously been a delay. What has caused this delay?
We encountered some challenges at that session. The last time I told you, we are just trying to change that section of the pipeline at Kokroko near Awushi Junction. But you know, some of these things are unforeseen, so our people met with some challenges. So the time for reopening of the water treatment plant has been delayed. But as I speak now, we have finished with the work. So I believe that by close of day today, you have water restored to the homes of people.
Right.
The western part of Accra.
Close of work today. Do we take your word?
Yeah, because they finished with the work, and now we are monitoring. You know, it has been some cement work too, so now we have to leave it to dry over a period. So I believe that this late afternoon today, we start pumping and people will start getting water.
Right, but we are told you intensified water supply to through tankers to sensitive institutions such as hospitals, polyclinics, boarding schools, and so on and so forth. Was it for free?
Yeah, that's for free. But we've done that since the shutdown on Friday. We do that. We've been doing that in conjunction with NADMO and National Security. And then the water is for free. We sent it to Kolebu and other places for free. And then even as we speak, we are still continuing, and we hope to do that until water is fully restored to all the community.
So what happens if water is not restored by close of day, despite your promise?
Well, then with a certain institution, then we will have to continue with the supply, the free supply of water. But then we have to then mobilize more of the tankers and then give water to affected communities. But I don't think we are going to get there because, as I said already, we have finished with the work. And then we are just monitoring, and I believe that water will start flowing by close of day today.
Right, I would want to thank you very much for talking to us. That was Chief Manager PR Michael Ajiman of the Ghana Water Company Limited. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, says government is still committed to providing security to protect the local manufacturing industry from interference of substandard foreign products. According to him, government will continue to tackle the issue of smuggling, counterfeiting and pirating, which are the major challenges facing the industry. Speaking at the opening of a beverage plant in Tema, Mr. Idrisu said government will not only enforce regulations that protect local industries, but also create a congenial atmosphere for the growth of the local manufacturing industry. Edward Sebi has come through with this report.
The Minister of Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, allaying the fears of investors in the face of the current economic challenges, said it will soon be over because Ghana's economic prospects is brighter. Mr. Idrisu noted that this TEL and FINA trade partnership has come at an opportune time when government sees public-private partnership as the engine of growth. He promised the company tax exemptions if it purchases local raw materials for production. The Greater Accra Regional Minister, Nilaya Fotiagbo, employed the company to make use of the existing opportunities to enlarge their scale of production to include products that are usually imported from neighboring countries. The chief executive officer of this TEL group of companies, Richard Rushton, said the company does not only aim at complementing government's effort at creating jobs, but also minimizing excessive alcohol consumption and eradicating all forms of illegal, counterfeit and contraband activities. He noted that working with Ghana's government is critical to the company's strategy, promising that it will help the country meet its social and economic needs.
That was Edward's service report. The internet has made the world a global village, but despite its positive benefits, it has become an avenue for fraud. Security experts say cybercrime has become an emergency security threat because of the evils associated with it. Panelists on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point raised several areas of internet fraud. A council member for research at the Institute of Public Relations Ghana, Charles Ni Ayi Ayiku, said people are able to send all kinds of suspicious mails to people's inbox through sophisticated applications. He urged all recipients of such suspicious mails to delete them.
These scammers thrive on three things: fear, vanity, and greed. These are the three areas they thrive on. Imagine you receive an email telling you Abdul, you've won a lottery of 1 million Ghana cedis. When do you know you've never participated in a lottery? Or you receive an email stating that me Ayiku is stranded somewhere, you need this amount of money. These are the areas by which these people thrive. Or because you use internet banking, you received an email asking to change your password. These are the areas. So for us as users of the internet, whenever you receive such emails, looking at the language and looking at the fact that you've not participated in any lottery, how do you win such an amount of money? And even sometimes, when you receive an email and you're not sure of the source, you don't even need to open that email. You must immediately delete the email. We have talked about keyloggers. We have others like denial of service. You can just open an email, it sends information to the source that your email account is active, so they just be sending you mails.
But how will a layman like me be able to tell that this email is not coming from a genuine source, as it were?
You know those you receive emails from. That is one.
Not all the time.
Yes, but then you know. That is one area. Secondly, when you look at the source, some sources are suspicious.
So my question is, how will I know, a layman like me, know that this source is a suspicious so that I don't go to click in the first place?
So like I said, when you realize it's a suspicious source, you delete.
For his part, the principal consultant of E-Crime Bureau, Albert Anchibosiaku, pointed out how people are able to clone emails and websites. He advised people to safely manage their internet applications and softwares in order not to fall prey to criminals.
We should also look at photoshopping a whole lot of package, the criminal toolkit. If they want to do this, they have a lot of arsenals available. Cloning a website is one of them. Photoshopping, taking an image, original image, modifying the content of it, and terms of photoshopping the picture, replacing perhaps the head of someone in the NASA jacket or this. It's pretty much, you know, an easy task that can be performed. And of course, currently what people do, they do due diligence, and their due diligence is basically Googling. A lot of organizations, their intellectual, their brands are being misused, but you can't. You can't just trace every bit. The internet contains billions of information and data. And unless it's really necessary to invest money and resources to be able to track, or this is a minor sort of fraud on the internet. Mm-hmm. CNN and others have got bigger issues that they need to resolve. Competitors hugging into their networks and others, so their investment and money is being focused on priority areas. So these things are there. They could be detected, of course, through manual investigations, policing the web, both, you know, manually and also using technology. And if a picture has been doctored, we have systems in the lab that we can examine as to even who actually doctored the picture. So those things that, but the technology is quite expensive. Either we don't control the internet, regulating or controlling who somebody what does.
Right. So when a lay person goes on the internet in search of information, you know, how are you able to tell that, look, that video or that picture I'm seeing has been doctored? How will you be able?
Look, at a manual level, unless you have a good education on that. Without education, you do less. But I must bring the means of communication here. And one of the areas they are considering is to set up a unit so that when you face those challenges, you can actually do what? Communicate to them in our assistance. Send the link, authenticate some of those things. Because, you know, there can't be the assurance guarantee, you know, unless you know what you are actually looking for. Otherwise, you need to seek, you know, advice on some of these things. It's the same example with antivirus. Virus actually being downloaded as antivirus. There are specific technical things that you have to look at. For example, the originating organization, the certificate, you know, label.
That was the principal consultant of the e-crime bureau, Mr. Anchi Buosiako, talking on internet fraud. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. President Mahama appoints new ministers for health, lands and natural resources. Restoration of water to central and western parts of Accra further delayed. Ousted Nigerian Central Bank Governor Lamido Sanusi named new Emir of Kano. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma discharged from hospital. And in football, Black Stars take on Red Devils of South Korea in final friendly match in Miami, U.S. this evening as Black Queens sail through to finals of 2014 African Women's Championship. We are back after the break.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
The moderator of the General Assembly of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Right Reverend Francis Amenu, has retreated his call on Ghanaians to demonstrate high spirits of nationalism towards the restoration of the country to the desired economic footing and social status. He said the current trend of apathy and unwarranted criticism among the people is detrimental to the country's sustainable growth and development. Right Reverend Amenu was speaking in Tema, the sound-giving service to Climax, the maiden synod of the newly created EP Church Meridian Presbytery. The occasion also witnessed the inauguration of the presbytery as well as the induction of Reverend Dr. Major Blaise Agbeku as the presbytery synod moderator and 8 other executive members into office. The chaplain of the Nkrofu Agricultural Senior High School in the Elembele district of the Western Region, Reverend Father James Kwao Eria, has called for reconciliation and unity in diversity to speed up the country's development. He said there is need for Ghanaians to speak in one voice, just as apostles did on Pentecost Day, when they were imbued with the Holy Spirit though they were from different places. Reverend Father Eria was given a sermon in Takoradi to end a crusade organized by the Martyrs of Uganda Catholic Church, and also to celebrate Pentecost Day. George Grant Youngson has the rest of the story.
The crusade was attended by thousands of members of the Martyrs of Uganda Catholic Parish Church, members of the Catholic Diocese of Sekandi Takoradi, and those from other denominations. In the homily, the chaplain of the Nkrofu Agricultural Senior High School in the Elembele district of the Western Region, Reverend Father James Kwawaria, who was the co-celebrant of a mass to run off the crusade, appealed to Christians and Ghanaians in general to forgive one another and reconcile for the common good, because peace and reconciliation constitute the visible presence of Jesus Christ in everyday life, and this is what the Christian Church is all about. that in dealing with one another, there is the possibility for one to step on one's toes. And it is for this reason that God bequeaths to mankind the spirit of forgiveness. The Reverend Father Kwao prayed that the crusade, which was clamorous with the celebration of Pentecost Day, will unite the time with the spirit of God as one people with a common destiny. The parish priest, Reverend Father Francis Opon, said the crusade was meant to renew the faith of Christians and members of the church in spreading the gospel and to celebrate the patron saints of the church, the martyrs of Uganda. For Radio Ghana News, George Grant Nansen, reporting from Takoradi.
And on the foreign front, South African President Jacob Zuma has been discharged from hospital but will rest for a few days. The presidency says Mr. Zuma, 72, will undergo two major medical examinations per annum, the first one in January and the second in June. For these medical examinations, the doctor felt he needed to be hospitalized for a thorough checkup following a demanding schedule. President Zuma was admitted to a Pretoria hospital last Saturday with instructions to rest following a demanding election and transition to a new administration. Ousted Central Bank governor and prominent government critic Lamidi Sanusi has been named as the new emir of Kano in Nigeria. The new emir becomes one of the most influential spiritual leaders in the country's largely Muslim north. As governor, Mr. Sanusi had leveled accusations of high-level fraud and was suspended in February. The previous emir Al-Hajj Abdu Bayero died after a long illness at the age of 83. One of Mr. Sanusi's key roles will be to help tackle the mountain insurgency by Boko Haram militants in the north. Former military chief Abdul Fattah al-Sisi has vowed to tackle terrorism and restore security after being sworn in as Egypt's new president. He said his election after a landslide win in May was a historic moment and pledged not to reconcile with those who had committed violence. Mr. Sisi, 59, made no mention directly of the Muslim Brotherhood, but said there will be no reconciliation with anyone who had blood on their hands. He said defeating terrorism and achieving security is a priority on his agenda. The senior national team, the Black Stars, will seek crucial momentum when they take on the Red Devils of South Korea in a final friendly this evening in Miami. The Black Stars lost 1-0 to the Orange in Rotterdam at the end of last month. Coach Kwesi Appiah says he wants his team to gain some confidence today when they clash with South Korea. South Korea are in similar poor form to Ghana, with 3 defeats in their past 4 matches, including a 1-0 loss to Tunisia last week. But in a blow to their preparations, the South Korean squad has been hit by a virus this week. They triumphed in the last meeting between the two teams in 2011, having lost previous 2. In Brazil, South Korea have been drawn in Group H alongside Belgium, Algeria and Russia. Ghana, who came with a whisker of qualifying for the semifinals of the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, faced a tough task getting out of Group G in Brazil, having been pulled with Germany, Portugal and the United States. Ghana's Black Queens are through to the finals of this year's African Women's Championship after beating Ethiopia 3-0 in Tamale. To qualify, goals from Faiza Ibrahim, Elizabeth Kujo and Helia Kobla give the Queens the win as they complete a 5-0 aggregate victory over both legs in the final round qualifier. And Kumasi Asante Kotoko yesterday beat Inter Allies by 2-1 to lift the MTN FA Cup. The Porcupine Warriors approach the match with cautious optimism, having suffered defeats on 2 occasions in recent times. Richard Mpong frees the opening goal for Kotoko. A rejuvenated Inter Allies side pulled the equalizer in the 59th minute through Salas Indias. Tries they could, both sides could not find the back of the net in regulation time. Kotoko, however, found the back of the net in the dying embers of extra time through striker Seydou Bansi. And now turn the news and look at some of the stories that made the headlines. President Mahama has made new ministerial appointments to some key ministries. Former Ashanti Regional Minister Dr. Kweku Ajiman Mensah is now Minister Designate of Health. He replaces Madame Hani Shariaite, who has been reassigned to the Ministry of Fisheries and Aquaculture. A former president of the Ghana Bar Association, Neil Sam Mills, is now Minister Designate for Lands and Natural Resources. Restoration of water to central and western parts of Accra has been further delayed as a result of technical challenges encountered during the replacement of a faulty section at the Wager transmission line at Kukuruku near Awushi Junction. Ousted Nigerian Central Bank Governor Lamidi Sanusi named new emir of Kano. Outer central bank governor and prominent critic of Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan's government, Lamidu Sanusi, has been named as the new emir of Kano in Nigeria. The news was presented by Ibrahim Kwarteng in Accra.